11. Mind mapping for mindset. Mindset is a very insightful topic because it can be the key as to whether you succeed in life. Mindset is an attitude. It's a way that we feel and act. It's where we are in our own headspace. If you have a positive mindset, you can achieve anything. You have self-esteem, confidence, and an optimistic outlook. These three things fuel your mindset and, in turn, drive your motivation. If we do not have the right outlook, it can be hard to achieve anything at all. The mindset mind map should be a visual representation of you. If you aren't in the right frame of mind, you may need to explore what you need to do to change this. It can be difficult if you have low self-esteem, confidence, and motivation issues, as we may struggle to know our purpose. How to find purpose? In order to find a purpose, you need to dig deep, and you need to be ready to accept the negative and the positive aspects of yourself. This requires some research, so ask some of your trustworthy friends and family members. What do I do well? What do I need to do better? If you need some advice, what would you come to me for? What do you see me doing in 5 years' time? What three characteristics would you use to describe me? This is how other people see you. Personal exploration is also important. Subsequently, you should ask yourself, what am I good at? What should I improve on? What are my life goals, or what do I want? It can be more than one thing. Why do I want it? When do I want it? How and or where am I going to get it? You could answer these using the brainstorming method. Once you know more about what you are good at, confirmed by yourself and others, you can start to think about a purpose. Think about why you want, what you want, why do you deserve it? Well done. You're starting to consider your own purpose. Now, turn these into goals. Ensure they are smart. How to achieve your goals. Stepping stones. Go for what you want. Be prepared for changes. Dare to believe. Be specific. You deserve it. Motivate yourself. Associate yourself. Be a winner. Your work. Give it your best. Focus on what can change. Make goals. Goal. Evidence. Outcome. Identify saboteurs. Who? What? Break through these barriers. Be persistent. Become the change. Action. Start today. How to visualize your life goals. First of all, you should consider why we visualize our life goals. Earlier in this chapter, we discussed using mind maps in the essence that they are produced for, and we established that this is essentially a visual learning and planning tool. If you visualize your goals, it gives you the opportunity to imagine what life would be like if you achieved those goals, and you can see the bigger picture. Ask yourself, what are the benefits of achieving my life goals? Look at your goals. Picture them. Think about the result and your journey to achieving your goal. What is your ideal scenario if you achieve that goal? If we know what the benefits are, how can we achieve our goals? Often, if we can see that our hopes or dreams are within our grasp, then we will feel more motivated and driven towards achieving them. This is what you are aiming for. After you note down what you want to achieve, you feel a sense of relief because you've just emptied your head onto paper. Once you've turned them into goals, they become memorable. Seeing your goals visually is a powerful reminder of what we want to achieve, and this can give us a sense of motivation. Remember that your goals should be smart, and you should think about how you can achieve this. Visualize it. Use colors, shapes, curved lines, and images to make it more appealing. Visualize the result and reap the benefits. Once you have a clear and inspirational mind map, It will stay in your brain, as you will remember it. Pin it up so that you can see it every day, and you'll remember what you are working towards. Just the very sight of it will trigger motivation in your head. Don't forget that motivation is a mindset, crafting your ideal future. If you're working on crafting your ideal future, creating a mind map to alter mindsets, as we've discussed above, is a great start. But how can we begin to craft our future based on that? Imagine your ideal future. Think about personal life, business or work, your health, and what makes you happy. What you really want in relation to those things. You now know your purpose and what you are good at, and you've written down your life goals. Basically, you have a visual representation of your future life. It's within your grasp. How are you going to make it happen? This isn't an instant process, so don't expect miracles. Being motivated is only the first step, because you also must be accountable for your life goals too. As human beings, we are programmed to go and get the things we need to survive. If we are hungry, we do whatever we need to do to eat. This is a basic need that we need to meet in order to survive. We don't roll over and give up if we can't be bothered to get something to eat, as survival mode kicks in, and we go and get what we want, or what we need. You now feel motivated, right? So you need to view your ideal future and life goals in the same way that you view your basic needs. You need to go and get it, because your survival depends on it. Sounds extreme, doesn't it? If you are in the right frame of mind and you need to achieve your goals, then you will go and get it. If you don't view it in that way, then you may never achieve it. That's not to suggest that everything will go according to plan for you, as you may hit barriers from time to time. If it takes longer than anticipated to reach your goals, that's okay. If you can maintain that motivation by achieving some short-term goals, you will see the steady progress and know that you are heading in the right direction. Acceptance is vital here. Top tips when crafting your ideal future. 1. Use the mind map strategies that we've discussed to construct your goals. 2. Your ideal future is now a basic need. Keep focusing on what you have to gain by achieving this. Nothing can stop you. 3. Form plans, smart goals and objectives, so that you know exactly what you're aiming for. 4. Allow space in your calendar and schedule time to work on your goals. 5. Use your mind maps to help you visualize your goals. Why not produce a vision board to reinforce your life goals? 6. Visualize your life goals every day and remember that feeling, the one you feel when you imagine yourself there. 7. Create a to-do list to coexist with your goals and tick off your progress as you work through them. This will help you to see and celebrate your progress. 8. Don't give up. Even if you have to adapt or change your goals, or if they take longer to achieve, maintain your concentration and stay motivated until you make steady progress. Finally, it's important to remember that sometimes our hopes, wants, and dreams change, and that's okay. If you had a life goal to move to New York 6 years ago, but since then you've had children and started a family, and you now share the dream to live in Australia with your partner, just change your goal. It's important not to change your goals because you feel defeated, but if you genuinely want something else instead, go ahead. Visualize a new plan.